Many college students enrolled in local schools started classes again this week after spring break. The isolation policies due to the coronavirus are affecting students' learning, as well as organizations that help them. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on how one student from Syracuse is trying to keep her dream alive amid the changes and restrictions.
Here at Onondaga Community College, spring break is over, but just about no one is walking any of the sidewalks or the hallways here. Jeanette Brown-DeLee is finishing her final semester at OCC. She knows switching to all online instruction will be a mixed bag.
I feel like majority of my classes, I can work out of a textbook and kind of teach myself. That's how I learn better anyways. But like one of my friends says, she's a better hands-on learner, which I am too. And I was thinking, like, that is true. Like, I'm better in class. Those teaching moments aren't going to be the same when I'm on the computer.
She'll also miss connections made in the library, the cafeterias, and the personal meetings with counselors from On Point for College. She says they check up on her and helped her get her footing when she started college.
My first year, they gave me, like, pillows, blankets, and things because I come from, like, not the best means. And then while I'm in school, they come and they check on me periodically, which I really love because it does keep me on track, especially when I have to report back to them. They ask me how I'm doing in classes, and I'm like, well, I could be doing better in one class. And they like, you got to pick it up. You got to pick it up. It's like, they're very motivational. I like that about them, too.
On Point for College Executive Director Sam Rouser has had to figure out ways for his staff to work remotely for everything from college tours to helping with applications and other paperwork, such as financial aid forms.
You know, you sit down next to the student and you help walk them through that process of filling out that application. It'd be difficult to do if you just had a phone call because you can't see what page they're on, and that makes it really confusing. So you're going to need a platform where you can actually, you know, FaceTime or Zoom or WhatsApp, where you can actually see the screen.
They'll also continue assisting students academically using virtual methods, which doesn't always work for those who relied on campus resources.
And had gotten really accustomed to a math lab or a writing lab and getting that one-on-one help. And it's going to be a real, real challenge, not only, you know, on the tutorial side, but even the language barrier side. So we're reaching out to organizations like RISE, who's working with multiple languages for students.
Rouser says he's not worried about long-term effects on students going to or through college, especially given the tech savvy of many in the current generation.
So I'm not so worried that it's going to be damaging to futures because at this point we have so many of our partners out there that are opening doors and opening opportunities for us to do whatever it takes to make sure that our students don't fall behind and don't lose out.
On Point officials say they still need volunteers to help tutor online, as well as general financial support. The coronavirus response wiped out their major fundraising dinner. Jeanette Brown-DeLee is a psychology major who plans to go to the university at Albany next year to study pre-med, but she wonders about the end of this school year.
I am kind of disappointed, though, that I won't actually get to walk the stage. It's kind of like a moment I've been waiting for. It's kind of unfair because me as a student, I worked really hard, and I know it's only associates, but it's actually a lot. A lot of people don't achieve this status, especially coming from where I came from, just outside of Syracuse. It's kind of disappointing.
Jeanette says she's rolling with the punches for now, brought on by all the changes from coronavirus isolation. Rouser wonders if this experience might have long-term changes on how students go to college. In the meantime, On Point staff members are trying to do their best connecting with current and would-be students online, though the latest challenge is to assist a chunk of the 3,000 students they help who don't have access to a computer. Reporting from the very quiet campus of Onondaga Community College, Chris Bolt, WAER News.
More information is at onpointforcollege.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.